Koil Zaman, Shodim Amash Meshbo, Moitzi Bo Tainim. Anytime you go to the fig tree, you'll always find figs. The fig tree, all the fruits don't get ripe at the same time. Some are ripe now, tomorrow others are ripe, next day, different times they get ripe. So anytime you go to the tree, you'll always find fruits here. Izaf Zivre Teira, Koil Zaman, Shodim Hoigabem, Moitzi Bo Tam. Every time you chazer over the learning and learn it well a second time, you'll find a new tam there. You'll have another geshmak there. So every time you learn, you'll find the geshmak in the learning. Omer Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni, my distir was the pasuk say, Ayeles ahovin v'yales chen. Ayeles ahovin means it's an animal, a hind. Beloved hind is v'yales chen, the people like him. Is loma nimshlu divre Torah la yeles? Why is a Torah daima to a hind? Loimaloch, ma ayeles, just like a hind. Rach motzar, her womb is very tight. But chaviva boyalo, her mate likes it very much. When they have the tashmish, it's very good that way. Is kol shor v'shor kishor rishoyna. Hey, since her rachma, since the womb is tight, so every time he has tashmish, he enjoys it like the first time. Is av divrei Torah, the same thing by learning Torah. Chavivin aloim dehem kol shor v'shor kishor rishoyna. Every time a Talmid Chacham learns Torah, even though he learns it over and over again, he has the same hanah, the same love, as if the first time he's learning it. That's the koyach of learning Torah. Because every time we learn Torah, we find something new, something more we understand, and we have another geshmak, we love it. Right, the v'yalas chen, it gives off chen, nice. Shemalas chen alam deh. The people that learn Torah get a mid of chen. People like you, you have chen to you. Right, the pasuk says, do deho ra. Yiravucha becholeis. So there means that the breast will be nice becholeis at all times. Is lama nimshlo divrei Torah kedad? Why is Torah diamond to the breast? Ma dad zeh kol zman shatinik b'mashmesh bo is moitzi becholov. Kol zman the tinik is nursing. He always has milk. Every time he squeezes, he gets milk out. Is av divrei Torah the same thing by learning Torah? Kol zman shadam hoygaben. Every time you learn the Torah, is moitzi bohem tam. You find tam, you find something sweet, the new tam in learning the Torah. Right, the end of the pasuk is Bahavosoi Tishke Tomid. With the love of Torah, you're always with the love of the Torah. Kagoin Reb Lezer ben Pados. Because you love Torah, like you learn Torah, you love it. You dovik, you learn Torah so much, you forget about everything else. That sheikah love is the Torah. Like Reb Lezer ben Pados. Omer Olav Reb Lezer. He first sat down to learn Torah in this place, the Tachton of Tzipori, in the Shuk HaTachton, the bottom street in Tzipori. The Sadina, you know where his coat was, Muto B'Shuk Helion Shel Tzipori, was back up on the top street in Tzipori. Because he was so much around the town and learning, he forgot where he left his coat. He started to walk from one place to another place, he was so much around the town in the learning, because he loved it so much. That's called Be'avosa Tishke Tamid. In the love of Torah, I'm always Dovik, I'm always in it. Shrashi Be'avosa Tishke Tamid, Be'shvil Avosa Tas Atzmecha Shoigi. Because of the learning, the love of the Torah, you make yourself like you forget things. Lo'niach Iskecha, to leave over your other, whatever you're doing, for Loris L'dvar Halocha, to run to learn Torah. If you love it, something you love, you run to do it. You leave other things to do something you love. So you should love to learn Torah, to run to learn it, and leave all other things. One time a person came to find Reb Lezer ben Pados, one person wanted to come and take away his coat. As we're saying now, Reb Lezer ben Pados was in the bottom street, and he left his coat on the top street. So somebody wanted to come and steal his coat. And when the guy came to take away the coat, he found a snake there. In other words, the person that's watching his clothing was the Eibush of the snake, was watching it for him. So don't worry, if you're Isaac in learning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will watch you. Tona Devei Rav Onan. My Dechiv was the Pesach Sein Shoftim, Roich Ve'yasoinois. They were riding on the donkeys. Tzchoi Rois, on expensive clothing, Yosh Ve'yalmedin. Ve'olche Yaderech Sichel. They were going on the Derech and they were talking. Is Roich Ve'yasoinois, who are the ones that are riding on the donkeys there? Is Elu Talmid Chachomin. These are Talmidei Chachomim Shemahalchen Meyil Yir. They go from one city to another city, Pasha, to learn Torah. Umemdina Lilemdina, Lilmoid Boy Torah. To learn Torah, they travel to learn Torah. They go from one yeshiva to another yeshiva to learn Torah. Tzchorois, they mean Shoisin Oisa Kitzorayim. They make it like the afternoon. That Yoshva Yalmedin, Shedon and Dinemis. They dan Dinemis.
Lamitoi. They say an emes a psak halacha. Since they learned the Torah, they know the Torah, they can say a psak halacha, that's emes. For whole chay, while those people are traveling, elo bali mikra. People learn how to learn chumish. Al derech is elo bali mishnas. People know how to learn mishnayas. Sichu elo bali talmudas. People can learn the Gemara already. Shekol sichos on divrei Torah. All they talk about the whole day is only in divrei Torah. Omer Rav Shizbi, Mishum Rav Lezer ben Azariah. My decision was the pasuk say, Lo yechroich remiya tzedai. Remiya means a liar. When he captures something, he won't be zeicha lo yechroich. He won't be zeicha to cook it up, to roast it. Lo yich vidashin, lo yichya v'lo yarech yomim tzayed haramai. People like I say, they're doing ramoyis, stealing and they're saying lies. He won't have an arichas yom. That's what lo yechroich means. Lo yechroich tzayed means lo yarech yomim. He won't have a long life. He won't live long. Rav Sheshes Amar Tzayid Haramai Yachroich. A person that's a Ramai, that does a liar, Yachroich, he'll be burnt up. Kiyosei Rav Dimi Amar Moshel Tzayid Zdaimet to a Tzayid, to a hunter Shetzad Tziporim. He went to catch a bird. Im Rishoin Mishaber Kenofov Mishtamer. When he captures one bird, if he breaks the wing, he won't be able to fly away. Good, then you can catch a second one. The imlav, but if you don't break the wing of the first one, Amishtamer, you won't keep it or fly away. Yes, Rashi said there's going to pshat. Rashi says Sayyid Ramoy, Rashi says Shemarba Begirsa. Rashi learns here, what does a lawyer mean here? He learns too much. Shemarba Begirsa Vienna Machzer Lehem. And he doesn't chazer over it. And he won't remember anything. And that's this muscle here, that when you go to capture birds, if you break the first wing, so you'll have one, then you'll have two, and you'll have three. If you don't break the first wing, you'll just fly away, you'll end up with nothing. Shashar Shesha Sommer, Ein Zer Rama Yelashreita, that's right. The Rashi of Shesha Sommer, Ein Zer Rama Yelashreita, Vakoyvit Sayad Hua Rama. V'yorim b'dova v'yechra kleima yiskayim b'yodik yitzayi d'ramai shemesham b'gaf rishin k'sholoytoy shlo yivroyich u'charech oifreis v'yechla v'korot ha'tamam v'tamam l'yechruch l'yisol v'yechum. In other words, saying that if you want to be a smart person, you'll do something smart and you'll break the wings of the first birds, then you'll be able to roast the bird. The same thing about learning. If you learn and you chazar, then you'll keep what you learned. Omer Rav Schoira, Schoira says it another way. Omer Rav Schoira, Omer Rav Huna. My dechsev, what does the pasuk say? Hoin me hevel yumayit. Mehevel, you should stop doing hevel. V'koyveit al yod yarbi. But if you collect together one and two, then you'll have a lot. What does that mean? Emoise odom toyrosei chavilas chavilas. If you stop, going to have a lot of pickles, a little big bundles of learning. It means you're going to learn a lot and a lot and a lot. Mismayit, you can end up with nothing. If you don't chazer it, you'll end up with nothing. V'yim lav, but if you don't learn a lot and a lot and a lot. But koivetz al yad, you learn a little bit, and make sure you know it good. And then you learn more, then yarba. That's the way to learn Torah, to know. To learn a little bit and know it good, and then go weiter. Om interessant, Om Rova. Rova said, Yadi Rabbonin Lai Milsa. The Rabbonin know this Indian, that it's no good just to learn up too much and not the chazer. You're better off learning a little bit and knowing it good. For Nezveg and V'yavri Allah, the Rabbonin didn't listen. So I says the taiv is the taiv always to learn new and new and new and not the chazer. Nobody likes the chazer. So I said the rabbanon know about this thing, but they don't listen to it. It's not so easy to listen to it. Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Ano Avidato, V'yikayim B'yodi. I did it, and he was Mekayim B'yodi. He talked, remembered his learning. Shrashi Ano Avidato V'yikayim Tio, Likpoi Tzayad. I learned a little bit. V'chazarti Yolein. I chazered it over. Acher Zachti Bo till I knew it good. Then I chazed a second term, then I went weiter. That's a good midah. That's mekayim biyodi. So then it means to shver zach to chazen. Somebody once said the raya that chazor is so important that you see so few people chazer, because the eighth sir is always there to stop you to do something that's very, very important. So to learn weiter and weiter doesn't stop you so much, but the chazer, that he stops you. That's an important thing. It's very important thing to chazer. Right. Tana Rabbonin, Ketzad say the Mishnah. We're talking about chazering, reviewing it. Now we have to know, how are you supposed to learn the first time though? Ketzad say the Mishnah. How are you supposed to sit down to learn? You're supposed to sit down to learn something four times. is before you learn it four times, it's not called learning it. You learn it the first three times, it's like nothing. The fourth time, that's called you learning it. That's called you know something. And that's a limud for Moshe Rabbeinu. Ketzad say the Mishnah, Moshe lomad mepi agvura. Moshe was makabel the Torah, learned the Torah from the Eibishter. And the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu everything four times also. Now, after Moshe learned the Torah from the Eibishter, Nichnas Aaron. Aaron went into Moshe, Vishonoloi, Moshe Pirkei. Moshe taught him the learning. Whatever he was teaching him, Moshe taught it to him. Nistalek Aaron, Aaron went away, Vyoshev Lismol Moshe. And he sat down on the left side of Moshe. Nichnas Bonov, then the Bnei Aaron came in, Vishonolohem Moshe Pirkon. Again, Moshe taught them the Pirkon. And Aaron was still listening. So this was the second time Aaron heard it. Nistalko Bonov, then Bonov, Eloza, then the Bonim went away from Moshe. What does that mean? Eloza Yoshev Liamin Moshe. Eloza sat on the right side of Moshe. The Yisama Lismoil Aaron. Rabbi says Aaron was on the left side. So Yisama went to the left side of Aaron that was still next to Moshe. We have Yehudu, I mean, Yehudu said a little bit different. Liyolam Aaron Liamin Moshe. No, Aaron always, when he went away, means not, he wasn't right in front of Moshe, he went to the right side of Moshe. Choyzev and Nichnas Kenim. After the children of Aaron came in, then the Zekanim came in to learn by Moshe. Vishon Olehen Moshe Pirkan. And Moshe taught it to them. And Aaron was still there. So Aaron heard it now for the third time. The children heard it the second time. And the Zekanim heard it for the first time. Nistalku Zekanim, the Zekanim went away from Moshe. Nichnasu Kolom. Then Moshe taught the Torah to the whole Klal Yisrael. Vishon Olehen Moshe Pirkan. And Moshe taught the same Torah to the whole Klal Yisrael. Nimsu comes out. Vyad Aaron Arbu. Aaron heard it four times from Moshe Rabbeinu, the same learning. Biyad Bonov Shleisha. The children only heard it three times. Ubiyad Azekanim Shnayim. The Zekanim heard it two times. Ubiyad Kolom Echad. And the whole Klal Yisrael only heard it once so far from Moshe Rabbeinu. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Now, Nistalek Moshe. Moshe went away, didn't teach anymore. Vishon Olehem Aaron Pirkoi. Aaron now taught it over it to everybody. Everybody heard it. So Melo the Bonim now heard it for the fourth time. And the Zekanim for the third time, and Klal Yisrael for the second time. Nistalku Aaron, Aaron went away, then Shonu Lehem Bonov. Then his children learned Torah over again. So now the Zekanim got it the fourth time, and Klal Yisrael got it the third time. Pirkon, Nistalku Bonov, now the children went away. Shonu Lehem Zekanim Pirkon. Now the Zekanim taught the Torah again over to Klal Yisrael. Nimtza Biyad HaKel Arbo. Everybody learned the Torah four times. That's called learning. Before you start chazering, this is called learning the first time. Mikan Omer Reb Lezer, Chayiv Adam Lishanas LeTalmidoy Arba Pomim. When you're teaching something to a Talmud, when a Talmud is learning something, the Rebbe has to teach it to him four times. The Kal V'Chaima, it's a Kal V'Chaima at least four times. Uma Aaron, Shalom Mepi Moshe, Madach Aaron, Aaron Akein was a Galtiga Mensch, was a big Chacham. No, he could understand Aaron a little bit better than we could understand. And Shalom Abne Pi Moshe, he learned it from a Rebbe. Who was Aaron's Rebbe? Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh, Moshe Rabbi Agvura. How did Moshe hear it? From the Eibishter alone. And Madach was such a good Rebbe, and such a good Talmud like Aaron. He had to learn it four times. Kach Hedyet, and Kavuchayme, every normal person. Mipi Hedyet, a normal person that learns from a normal Rebbe. Alakas Kama Bekamam, that you have to learn something at least four times, that's called learning it. You have to keep on teaching it to your Talmud until he learns it. Don't give up. Don't say, I learned from him 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 20, 30 times. He doesn't know it. No. You have a chi of a Rebbe. He has to keep on teaching it to the Talmud until he gets it. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'lamdo es b'nei Yisrael. You have to teach the b'nei Yisrael. Anybody, as long as it takes until he gets it, you have to keep on saying it over and over again, and then you get it. That's the famous Meister Seva with the Vilna Gaon, that his Talmud came to the Vilna Gaon and says, Rebbe, I don't know Masechta Kedushin. I don't know it. What should I do? So he asked him, how many times did you learn it? He says, I learned it 40 times. So the Gros said, after learning it 40 times, you want to know the Masechta? Go sit down and learn it another 100 times. Then you'll know it. Kids, you can never say, I don't know anything. Keep on learning it over and over again, then you'll get it. How do you know until Smaam is Sturitz, that's right in front of your mouth? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Sima Befiyim. Put it out in front of the mouth.
that when a Rebbe does it, they can't do it like he's angry at the Talmud. Come on, get it already. I have no time for you. You have to teach it nicely. You have to arouse the opponent. You have to be nice to him every time. Shenema v'yela mishpotim eshetosim lefneim. Trash eshetosim lefneim v'loiksi v'ashet talamdim. Sarachata l'sadeh v'losim lefneim tam hamiyashiv talmudim. You have to say it nicely so that he'll understand it. Don't keep on saying it over the exact same way. If you see he doesn't get it the first time, say it over a little bit better, a little bit different, a little bit different time. Give him a time till he understands it. How come Moshe didn't stop? Everybody should have come in the same time to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe should have said it four times. How come he had a habit? First Aaron came, then the Bono, then the Canaan, then Klal Yisrael. Why didn't Moshe teach everybody four times directly? Now the Gemara, they lechali cover the Aaron of Bonim, the cover the Kenim. He wanted to give cover to Aaron and to cover to the Bonim and the cover to the Kenim, that they should also have a chance to teach the Torah to Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara, v'neil Aaron v'nigma mi Moshe. Let Aaron learn from Moshe. V'layel Bonim v'nigma mi Aaron, and then let Aaron teach it to his children. V'layel the Kenim v'lil from mi Bonim, and then let this Kenim learn from the Bonim. V'leiz lo v'nigma l'kulu Yisrael. And then let this Kenyan teach the Klal Yisrael. Hey, Talkum Yad, I have this Seder. And the Gemara, Kivon de Moshe, Mipiyak Vura Gomar, since Moshe learned the Torah from the Abish alone, is Mestaya Milsa. Mainly you learn the Torah much better. So there's a special thing that Moshe had to teach the Torah to Gans Klal Yisrael. It wasn't enough that Moshe should teach it to Aaron, and Aaron will teach it to everybody else, because Moshe had a special Koyach. Since Moshe himself got it from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's a special type of a Rebbe, everybody needed that Rebbe. So therefore, Moshe had to teach at least one time to the whole Klal Yisrael the Torah. Omar Mar, we have Yehudi on Omar. We learned before. Yehudi said, "Loilam Aaron liyamin Moshe." That after Aaron heard it, where did Aaron go? The first man, the Yom, said Aaron went to the left side of Moshe. Yehudi said, "No, Aaron went to the right side of Moshe." Liyamin Moshe choiser. Kema nozlo. Who does it go like this? Bryce all the time. This is how we learned. Shloisha shoyim ha'alchim aderech. If you have three people traveling on the road. How are they supposed to walk? Is Harav B'Yemtza. The Rebbe is supposed to be in the middle. The Godol, the bigger Talmud, the Choshev Talmud, B'Yeminoi, should be on the right side of the Rebbe. The Kotim B'Smoyle, the lesser one, should be on the left side. Is Leimah Rebbe Yehuda? The Chorus goes according to Rebbe Yehuda. For Leimah Rabbanan. Because Rebbe Yehuda is the one that said that when Aaron went away, Aaron went to the right side. Mashm, it's a more Choshev thing to be on the right side. But the Rabbanan said, no, Aaron went to the left side. So according to the Rabbonin, you see the left side is the more chashuv zach. It's better to be on the left side of the Rebbe. So this only goes according to Rebbe Yehuda. The more name, afilu tamer Rabbon. Even if you want to tell me this last price that goes according to Rabbonin, I'll tell you mishum tircha the Aaron. It was too much of a tircha of Aaron to go to the right side. That's why he went to the left side. Shrashi mishum tircha the Aaron. Heis the metchila the yochid heve lo sagid lav l'smil yosef. Not again. When you're only one Talmud, then you're not supposed to be on the right side. That's like a chutzpah. You're supposed to go to the left side. The chihod the aile inuch. But when a second Talmud comes, then the more chashuv, then monashuch. One of them has to be on the right side. Then the more chashuv Talmud should walk over to the right side. But here it was too much tircha to make Aaron walk from the left side to the right side. That's why he stayed already by the left side. The chihod the aile inuch ika tircha liukme ladur liyamin. Mashenkin, if they're walking, starting out to walk at the beginning, and you have two the Talmidim, one is more chashuv than the other, so pshita, the more chashuv Talmud should go to the right side, and the less chashuv should go to the left side, this will be good according to everybody. Right. Rabbi Preda, famous Maisi, Rabbi Preda, Hevi Lehu Talmidah. Rabbi Preda was a Rebbe, he had a Talmud. Rabbi Toni Leh Arba Meyazimni. This Talmud, Vice had a Fashtoptikop. He didn't get it the first time, not even the second time. He had to teach it to him every day, the Shia, 400 times. Right, some say, not like that, some say his Talmud wasn't a Vashtoptikop. He had a good Talmud. For Nesvegan, the Shia that Rebbe prayed, had to say, took 400 times till the Talmud got it. In other words, the Tachshivus and the Rebbe, not so much the Talmud. Could be the Talmud was normal. But he was able to say such a Choshev Shia, the Pashto took him 400 times till he got it. The Gomer, that's the way he learned. Yom Echada, one day, Boyes Lemilsa de Mitzvah. The Rebbe afraid that had to leave, like he told the Talmud by Stoyce, no, I'm going to teach you today the Shia. But right after the Shia, after the Makbet, I have to go to a minyan. I have to do a mitzvah right after the Shia. Is Tony Lo, so Rebbe gave the Shia. For Le Gomer, after 400 times the Rebbe asked, no, do you understand the Shia? Nothing doing. Le Gomer, he didn't get it this time. So the Rebbe asked him, how come today you didn't get the Shia after 400 times? Omalei, midihi shasa, at the first second that you told me, the Omalei, lamar, that you told me, ikra milsa de mitzvah, that you told me you have to leave on the dot today, you have to go away a little bit early, is asuch ledat toy. It got my mind a little bit fatumum. I kept on worrying, is it the second up that you have to leave? I couldn't concentrate too good today. Something was on my mind. V'chol shasa amin, every second I said, hashter koi mar. Oh, now it's the second, Rebbe has to go away. I was, something was bothering me, I couldn't get the shiur today. Is hashti koi mar, ya hashti koi mar. That's what the Talmud said. Omalei, so Rebbe Freida said like this, havdaitcho, put your mind to it right now, v'yasti lecho, and I'll teach it to you again. Is hoda tonile dalid meyazinda. Rebbe Freida stood there and said the same shiur over another 400 times. Achrinim. And then the Talmud of Stama got it. So the Gemara, nafka baskel, baskel came out from Shemayim v'yomalei. Nich lecho. His Machmi did such a good Meister here, the Eibushin will give you a schar, give you a reward. He gave you a choice, I'm giving you a choice now, what type of reward do you want? Nich l'cho, the list l'cho, dalad me yeshoni. Should I add on 400 years to your life? Should I let you live another 400 years, we're praying for this Meister? Or the tisku at, v'doroch li'almad yosi. Or else you and the whole door that was alive at that time, should be zeich ha'tolam abo, you'll be zeich li'almad yosi. That's what the Baskol asked him. Omar repraid, he answered back, the Niski Yanova Durali Almud Yossi. He said, I want to be Zaycha, me and the whole door together should be Zaycha Tayla Mabu. Omar Lemakarish Boch, Gosboch told the Malachim, Tanulai Zubazu, give him both things. So this great Meister, such a Savlonis, such a Zach, it showed your mamash how choshe the Torah was to Repraida, and how much Savlonis he had to teach the Torah. There's a mitzvah, Lumo de Lame, to learn and to teach. So the mamash a tremendous mitzvah Savlonis. But this midah, he was zeicha for both. That he got an extra 400 years to his life, and he was zeicha, the whole door went to Elam Abba for that. Omer Rav Chisda, Ein Torah nikta tele v'simonim. When you want to remember Torah, you have to make simonim. You have to make signs how to remember it. It's like a jip sheet. You have to write down a piece of paper, the Rosh Hashanah, make some simonim how to remember it. Shenem Rapposik says, Sima b'fiyim. Al tikri sima, don't say like, put it in front of the mouth. El simno, put simonim, make signs to the Torah. Shoma Rav Tachlifa Marova. Simla Shoma. Make it. Make Simonim there. Rav Tachlifa Marova Ozal Omra Kaimder Mavua. He told over this din to Rav Mavua that you should make Simonim from this posik. Omar, he said, Osun Mehosa Masnitsa. You learn it out from that posik of Simo Befihim. Anan Mehocha Masnitin Lo. I learn out this din that you should make Simonim, make signs for your learning from this posik. The posik says, Hatzivuloch Tsiyonim. Make for you signs. Simuloch, make it for you. That means asu siyonim la Torah. Make signs for the learning Torah. Make it easy that you'll be able to remember your learning. Or my mashma the high siyon lishtun the simnu. How do we know the word siyon means lashon of making a sign? The chsev another pasuk says v'ro etzam adam ubon etzle siyon. When you sit like a kever, make a matzeva, make a sign there on top of the kever that the kahanim should know not to walk over this. There's an avera for kohen to walk over a mace. So therefore the pasuk says, when you find the mace buried, make it see, means make a simon. You see the word see means like a matzeva, make a sign there. Rebbe Lezer Omer Mehochad, let's learn from this pasuk. The pasuk says, Emola chochmo achoysiyot. Tell to the chochmo to the Torah, you're like my sister. Umaydo lebina tikro. And call to the bina, to the understanding, you should call it. Umaydo, like your close one, you call to bina. Is that means, I say, moydo yim la Torah. Make signs for the Torah. That's lashon moydo. Make a sign for the Torah. Rav Omer means, say moyadim laTorah. Make special times when you learn Torah. Like Rashi says, less Rashi, say moyad laTorah, kavu itim laTamidchem. The kaveya times when you come to learn. Sheyadu eis lovoi velishnois. You'll have a special time, you know, this is the time you're going to come to learn. Behind the Siv, that was the Potek Siv, behind the Yomar Avdimid, Bachoma Bardoisam, Maid the Siv,